Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you again, Spike, and welcome back to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I'm Steve Beatty. We really work to give you tips and advice and strategies and ideas and precautions to help you create the business and the life that you've always dreamed of. One of the big issues that we focus on is exit planning. We've got an expert with us now. We've got Heath Fronson, who's the CEO of Delta Business Services. Heath is going to talk about the baby boomer exit tsunami, how to give you and your business the best chances of successful exit in the crowded marketplace of business sellers. Heath, thanks for being on the show. How are you?
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. And the first order of business is congratulations on your show, and Teresa sends her warmest regards.
All right, great. That's Teresa Kuhn, who's a good mutual friend of ours, who's going to be on our show in a week or two. So thank you, Keith. It's great to have you on the show. Tell me about your background and how you got in the business and why exit planning is a big issue for you.
I'd be glad to. I'm a small business owner and buyer. And after a successful real estate career that took me from investing to sales to home building and then participating in the development of the largest master plan community in Austin, Texas, and after calling it right with not one but two real estate bubbles, I began buying small businesses in late 06, early 07. However, after more than 300 acquisition deals with business brokers, I just got fed up with seeing both the principals, the buyer and the seller, getting raw deals each and every time, due mainly to the ulterior motives of the third parties. The third parties were really gumming up the process and actually wound up working at cross purposes to the principals. So after years of doing things the hard way, I decided to change the game. Traditional methods of selling businesses fail miserably, and that's how we came up with the Delta Solution, which is a new way of exiting your business successfully. It gives sellers success on every one of the five critical fronts of a sound business exit. I'm very passionate about two things, business and taking care of people, and with Delta Business Services, I've successfully merged the two.
Well,
and that's basically in a nutshell, that's my story.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's a unique place to be and a unique merger to make happen. So tell us a little bit about your organization then. How do you really merge those two things and make that happen?
Well, indeed. So we founded Delta Business Services on one of our core purposes is making a difference and caring. And the reason why we did that is because we saw the demographics. The tsunami of baby boomers exiting their businesses over the next 20 years is colossal.
No question.
No question about it. And depending on the source, it's anywhere between 7 million and 12 million businesses. And even
Think
if you take the low end, even if you take the low end of that range and you divide it up on an annual basis, that's about 350,000, 375,000 small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, that have to be exited. They have to be. There is an inherent transfer of wealth that is going on right now. We're at the front end of this thing. About 40% of those folks will be able to pull off an internal exit. That means they can sell their businesses to someone inside the company who they've either groomed for management, or perhaps it's an ESOP and they can sell to the employees as a whole, or there's someone inside the owner's family. It might be a niece, a nephew, a son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, so forth. They don't have to go outside to the marketplace to find a buyer. That would be called an external exit. But 60% of the time, these business owners have to do an external exit. So that's 225,000 folks who have to sell their businesses to the marketplace, and the problem is there's only about 24,000 sales each year.
Oh my gosh.
And if so you have a very, very small pool of buyers who have the skills and tools that it takes to transfer a business, transition it successfully from old ownership to new ownership, and continue to run it and grow it successfully. And so what's going to happen to the other 200,000 businesses that basically are going to fall off the cliff each and every year for the next 20 years? That is a problem of gargantuan macroeconomic proportion, and let me tell you, we're going to feel it as a country if we don't step up and address it. And that's basically the reason why we do what we do and our purpose.
Heath, I couldn't agree with you more. And that's one of the big reasons why I started the show and speak everywhere I can about this particular issue, because it is a tsunami of gargantuan proportions, as you said. From your standpoint, being out ahead of the wave here, as you look at it, what do baby boomer business owners really need to do so that their businesses don't get smashed against the rocks of this tsunami?
That's a great question. What a world-class question. I have an answer here that I think is going to get people primed for success, because obviously it's not just about standing out in a crowd. It's about really being a competitive seller and a competitive business to the buyers, because it's a buyer's market for the next 20 years. Number one. If you're a business owner, you've got to get educated. You have to understand that some folks out there, they can't fill your pocket, so instead they will fill your ear. And so all the talking heads, the money and investing gurus like the folks on CNN, they come to mind. The wind them up and let them go shows. The folks like that, you have to consider the source, and you have to weigh your advisors very, very carefully. So consider the source. I want you learning from people who are eating their own cooking. So if you have any questions, you can always call us. You can call the folks that are listed on the Exit Coach Radio websites, any of the platform shows with Exit Coach Radio, like this one, The Ultimate Business Owner. Wow, what a great title. And get advice from people who have been there and done that, been to the rodeo, have the scars on their back and the gray hairs on their head, and have done an exit successfully. Number two, understand that it really is a buyer's market, and it is about transforming your job into a business and your business into an investment. And how you do that as a business owner is through leverage, and you have to leverage that business through people and delegation, through systems, through financial leverage perhaps, through corporate culture, and you have to apply all these things in an orderly fashion to stair-step up and grow your business so that you can effectively work yourself out of a job. You should not be an operator. You should be a business owner. And if you are a business owner, then the business itself can easily transfer, because you've actually built a machine that for the generation of cash, which is the first purpose of all businesses. Businesses
Amen.
Are there to generate cash from operations. It's got to be operating cash flow. And so if the owner can be easily transferred from one to another, then that makes it very attractive, even irresistible, for a professional buyer to come along and say, I want that one, and snap it up.
As opposed to all the other ones that don't have value that are separate from the owner. That the owner is the business, right? That's
exactly.
The differentiation. How do you do that? What are really the practical steps? I know you and I had a conversation a while back, and you gave me some practical steps. I'd love you to share some of those things that that the business owner that says, "Holy cow, you know, the lights come on today, and I realize I've got to help my business differentiate itself from the marketplace out there." What are some practical steps that they can do, Heath?
Okay, number one, you have to locate where you are in the growth curve. It's just like if we're taking a road trip. If we don't know where we are, and we're going from Austin, Texas, or let's say anywhere, let's say we're going to Austin, Texas, but whether we're coming from Chicago or coming from Los Angeles, it's going to be two completely different routes. So we got to find out exactly where we are right now in the growth curve. The second thing is we need to decide where we are going and what we're going to execute towards, what we're going to grow our business towards. So we have the two bookends of our growth curve, where we are today and where we're growing towards, and those two things are going to help guide us, and we can create a roadmap between those two things. The next thing is you have to surround yourself with a team that has the skills and tools that it takes to consistently execute and stair-step you and your business up that growth curve so that you can grow it in an orderly fashion. Depending on where you are in the growth curve, you know, you can do the right thing at the wrong time, and it can actually be life-threatening to your business. You have to surround yourself with a team so that you get the advice that you need so that you can do the right thing at the right time, the right way, and do it consistently. And that is at the heart of execution. As being successful in business is all about execution. So if you have the bookends, where you are today and where you want to grow, and you have a team that of talent that can help you get there, it's simply a matter of rolling up your sleeves every day and getting to work, critically thinking about the problem areas in your business, identifying the risks, putting people on those risks, have them report to you on an orderly time frame that could be hourly, could be daily, but have some reporting incentives installed in your business so that you get the big picture of how your business is doing. It's systematized, and you can make the correct decisions at the correct times so you can avoid the pitfalls and do the right things the right way the first time out.
Heath, that's powerful. So I've imagined that I've figured out where I'm at, where I'm going. I'm starting to surround myself with a solid team that can support me, and I'm focused on execution. And I remember you sharing with me some daily habits, because it maybe you've read the book, The Slight Edge, the power of success is in taking great actions on a daily basis. What are some of those actions that you take? What are some of the real simple ways that you're able to execute, as you said, on a day-to-day basis with all the different businesses that you're involved with?
Yes, what a world-class question. And indeed, I'm involved in a great number of businesses. The first reason why I am is because I have so leveraged myself across the number of businesses that we own that I can have a great number of businesses. The second thing is that the skills and tools of business apply to each and every business. The business side of business is always the same. Well, I'm always going to be doing finance and accounting and inspiring my people as a leader and all those things. Those things are universal, and they transcend from one business to another. Here are some really good straightforward tips. These are the same things that I use in my office at Delta. Number one, plan your day before it starts. Each and every day, plan it And by the way, it's not a plan until it's written down. So don't go winging your day. I have a list. I type down everything that I need to get done in terms of outcomes, not just things to do, but outcomes, so that I can report those things to my board of directors. My board of directors has a reporting system, and they measure my performance, because I have to earn my right to be the CEO of Delta Business Services each and every day. So from an outcome perspective, list the things that have to get done and have to happen each and every day in order to move your business forward. All right?
Yep.
The second thing is categorize the priorities. And not everything is critical. What's critical is the stuff that has to happen today. It can't get put off till tomorrow, can't get rescheduled. The critical things have to happen today. If it can be put off till tomorrow, it's either important or it's interesting, but it isn't critical. So if it's an important item, it can move on your schedule just once. You can reschedule it just once, but once you reschedule it, it gets done for the day that you reschedule it to. Otherwise, you're out of integrity. All right? So,
yep.
So I might get 3 to 5 critical things on my schedule. Those are getting done today. I might have 5 to 10 important things. Those may get done today. Some of them, if I get all my critical stuff done, which I will. But I'm you know, if I have 10 important things, I only get 6 of them done, no big whoop. I can reschedule the other 4. And then anything else that's not critical, not important, it's interesting, and I can delegate that to somebody else. Or if I get all my important stuff done too, then I can delve into the interesting bucket. But planning the day before it starts, it's not about time management. It's really more about priority management, because for the next 5 minutes, we could manage the next 5 minutes. And the bottom line is 5 minutes would go by after we're done. It's more about priority management. Okay?
Great tip. Number two, yes.
So the next thing is you gotta have some accountability. And the accountability, and some people think that that's a dirty word. No, it isn't. It's a very powerful word. You have to be accountable with people who are like-minded to you. In other words, you know, if I'm a capitalist, I'm not going to be accountable to a socialist. That's not going to happen. But if you are in a group of like-minded folks, the accountability can really be part of the spirit and the culture of your relationship and your organization. There's a wonderful African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Mm.
And that's where your accountability partners come in. They check me. They're my buddies. I'm a big scuba diver, and whenever you go scuba diving, you have to have a buddy with you to check you out, just in case there are problems that come up or any issues. Have a buddy. Have an accountability partner that you can report to, and they will help check you and keep you on schedule, on track for your goals right on down the line.
Those are
very practical hints.
Those are absolutely practical hints, and I think that if people would just implement those simple practices, they really could get to that place that they are standing out from the rest of the businesses that are in the middle of this baby boomer tsunami and be a viable candidate to exit successfully. So if our listeners want to get in touch with you, Heath, and hear more about what you do and talk to you about how they can exit successfully, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Oh, by all means, you can call me at the office, Delta Business Services, and it's 210-369-4161. You can also go to our website, which is www.deltabusinessservices.com. You can email me. My email address is heath@deltabusinessservices.com. And for our listeners, if you'd like, we have some free gifts for the listeners. Just go
wow.
to deltabusinessservices.com/exitcoach, and you can sign up for your free gifts. We have a free report for all business sellers. It's our most popular information product. It's called The Perfect Business Exit Strategy, How to Sell Your Business, Get Cash Flow for Life, and Pay Zero Taxes. What could be better?
What could be better?
Exactly. Wonderful. It's a world-class strategy that my advisors came up with. You can also download a wonderful risk assessment tool. It's the same one we use at Delta. And that, for a business owner, is like a world-class playbook. It asks all the questions that you would want to ask if you are going to de-risk your business and transform it into an investment that a professional buyer will find irresistible. And number three, you can always get a free 20-minute phone consultation. I'm happy to talk about any aspect of your business that you want. And it's no charge, no risk, no obligation.
Wow, that is very generous, Heath. I know you're a busy man, and to share your intellectual property and probably most valuable, your time that way with our listeners is awesome. We thank you for that, and thank you for sharing your insight today. We look forward to having you back on the show. You've been a great sponsor of Exit Coach Radio, and we're very thankful, Heath. So have a great weekend, and we look forward to having you on the show again.
You bet. Thank you so much, Steve. Again, congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. And as I said, please go to deltabusinessservices.com. The tools that Heath talked about are unique, and I can't emphasize enough how valuable they are to really helping you create the business and the life that you've always dreamed of. So let's take another break. We've got an asset protection attorney who works with clients all over the United States, Ike Devji. You're really going to want to listen to what Ike has to say. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Ike in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.